Park specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass, as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley Water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots, to festive holiday sweaters. They have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
We're back here at the Billy Pike Classic. Got some Mountain Home Bombers. We're talking about it. State semifinal Bombers fans. Looks like we got Dayton Davis, Blake Vacco, Waffle House himself, Del Soto, Colin Copeland up here coming over watching Lady Bombers. Love when programs support other programs.
Absolutely. It'll be Thayer's ball to start this final quarter as right now Mountain Home is up 62-33. Ball goes over on the left side. Looks about Mountain Home brought in some more subs during that break.
They got Haley Kotlicki, Deanna Human, and Tay Chairs.
Three by Thayer won't go. The rebound is controlled by Deanna Human.
Deacon just told me it's Haley Kotlicki's birthday today.
Oh, is that right? Well, happy birthday to her. Mountain Home does turn it over in the lane. Almost come up with a steal of their own, but back comes Thayer. Ball goes down to Hillis in the left corner. She will give it to Davis. Davis going to dribble in the left corner, put up the jumper. Good.
I tell you, she's a good little player.
She's got 16.
If you're in Thayer's division, watch out. Three's going to be lighting it up.
They put 3 points on the board. It should only be two.
That was a two.
But should be 62-35, I thought. But anyways, looks like a foul's going to be called now.
I'll get my hound dogs right behind the scores table on that one.
Yeah. 6:57, let's play in the game. Mount home up. I thought it should be 62-35.
Yeah, that was definitely
unless
a two.
Unless there was something else I missed.
No, you didn't.
So, here is Hillis with it. She's going to throw it to Curley. Her three-pointer on the right side is up and in. Curley with her first 3 points of the night. Should be 62-38. Here is Rawls with it on the right side. Gives it to Human. Throws out to Chairs. Out to Rawls. Now to Kotlicki, to Rawls, to Chairs in there in the right corner. Back to Rawls on the wing. Cross court over to Alkar on the left side. Thought about the three. Instead, she's going to dribble towards the lane. Kicks out to Chairs. 7 left on the shot clock. Ball goes up to Rawls. Rawls is going to drill on the right side. She's going to put up the jumper to beat the shot clock. Good.
Nice little pull up right there by Lauren Rawls. Good ball movement. Used all the shot clock and got a perfect shot for the Lady Bombers.
Her first 2 points of the night. Now it's home up 64, I believe 64-38.
That's double dribble.
Yep, it is a double dribble. And then Matt Hare and Thayer's going to turn it over with less than 6 minutes left. So here back comes Mountain Home. Still says 64-39. I think it should be 38. Here is Kotlicki giving it to Human at the elbow. Back to Kotlicki. Over on the right side to Rawls.
Be strong with it when you catch it there, Deanna.
Over to Alkar on the left. Down the corner to Chairs. Chairs has the ball knocked away, and Thayer comes up with the steal.
Good hustle
back
by Tay.
Quickly comes, comes Davis. She gets the layup. Good. Riley Davis with 18. Back quickly comes
Tay Chairs.
Tay Chairs. She gets the three-pointer.
Nice pass ahead by Lauren Rawls. Hit Kier Alkar. Alkar hit Chairs stepping in for the three.
And Mountain Home comes up with the rebound as the shot back the other way was no good. Here is Rawls. Gives it to Alkar. She's going to try another three-pointer. Good!
Ooh, it's hot down there. It should be 30 points now if the clock was right. Should have a running clock if the score was right.
I don't think it is. Less than 5 minutes left. They've got 70-41. I think it should be 70-40. Here is Wheeler with it. She's going to put up the jumper and then the left corner won't go. and the offensive rebound to Thayer. Here's Hillis with it. She drills into the lane. Kicks it out to Pierce. Now to Curley. Over to Dave to Hillis. She's going to put up the three. No good. And good the rebound is controlled by Heumann. And she'll give it to Rawls as Rawls comes back the other way with it. She throws it to Chairs in the front court. Over across the court to Alkire. She's going to try another three on the right side. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Wheeler. 4:15 left. Back quickly comes Hillis. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line.
I wonder what our official book has over there.
I don't know. Yeah, they stopped the clock with 4:12. So it will be Hillis at the free throw line.
She's got a deal. Strong's leading Midland in the eight man, 14-0.
Oh, that's forced, right.
Forced three turnovers already.
Yeah. Okay. They are bringing in some more subs. As Curley takes a seat, so does Wheeler. Here, Hillis' second free throw. No good. She misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. Here's Kotlicki with it. Throws it to Chairs near on the left side. Gives out to Rawls. To Kotlicki. Over the right side to Alkire. Alkire will throw back to Kotlicki.
Yeah, she's going to try
for the long three. It won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Davis. She is quickly back to the way. Going coast to coast, but has the ball knocked away. And Mountain Home comes up with the steal.
Good pass ahead.
Rawls,
look at that
Heumann
pass.
And the lane. Pull away. Go. Good. Now there's your running clock.
Yeah. Nice pass, Lauren Rawls. Nice pass. Hit Deanna Heumann. Great hands. D way to finish.
And now offensive foul away from the ball. They're going to get Davis with that one.
Yeah. Speaking of birthday threes, we're going to have a big mass substitution here for the Lady Bombers. Got Michaela Ullman in. She's a sophomore. Miley Epps, sophomore. 24 is... help me. She's an exchange student. We got Maddie Williams, okay. Number 15, and Lilia Covey.
I was given the wrong number for her. That's Garcia.
Yeah, Maddie Garcia. She had 25. That was Witten's number. But she's got 34 now. So Maddie Garcia is the.
My roster says 40.
Yeah, I would say 25 looks different this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So back the other way as Thayer comes up with a steal. Here is Hillis going into the lane for the layup. Good.
Good defense by Lilia Covey. Came over, went straight up. She brought her hands down, though. Let that shot get off. She'll learn as she comes in. She comes over, stay body up, but keep those hands high.
Ball goes over on the left side to Ullman.
Ullman just straight pushes off, and Dylan's asking for the flop warning. Nice pass, Miley. Get in there.
Ullman's reverse layup won't go, and the rebound and ball goes out of bounds. They're going to actually call foul on Mountain Home there.
Yeah, they got Maddie Williams on the rebound there. Nice pass, Miley Epps in there. Great hands, Michaela Ullman. Tried to do a little reverse up and under move. Almost made it.
Yeah, she did. 72-43. I think it should be 42.
I don't think we're winning that battle, Matt. I think they're going to keep it 43. But on your official book, you can put 42.
There you go.
Does that make you feel better?
Very much so.
Yeah, I would. I would too.
So here is Hillis with it. Hillis is going to be fouled going in down.
What makes it up, Lee? Lilia Covey down there mixing it up.
Yeah.
So Haley Edwards check it in for Amanda Garcia.
Okay, so she's 34, not 24.
34, yeah.
Okay. 34. What number is she?
Well.
Yeah, I know.
You see what happened was.
Yeah, here Hillis gets a layup.
They ordered her a jersey to come in, and they didn't have one.
Okay.
And her size. And so she wore Witten's the first few games. Go, you know. Gotcha. She wore Witten's the first few games. And then now that Witten's back, obviously she got to take her own. And so then
Garcia comes back in after the stoppage of play for the out of bounds call. Someone has come off the floor.
Yeah, Michaela Ullman trying to come off the floor. They're trying to tell her to come on off.
All right.
Garcia's back in.
1 minute, let's play. Inbound pass goes
Lily.
Side. Wow. Lilia Covey with the basket there.
Let's go, Lily. Good looking kid. Long, tall, athletic Lilia Covey. What do you use that body? Get in there and get the rebound and put it back up and take the finish.
Back the other way. Pierce tries to go in for the layup. Can't get it to go, but draws contact and she'll head to the free throw line as time continues to tick.
Probably going
to
do this one, if hopefully.
Pierce with 4 points.
Not home will advance, sorry.
Yeah.
Mount Home will advance here. They will play tomorrow night. They will play Bentonville West, who they were able to beat Highland on a three-pointer with 2.5 seconds left to win 54-53.
Pierce gets both free throws. 12 seconds left. I'm talking up by 27 right now.
That's a late game tomorrow, right?
Yes, 8:30. Thayer gets a steal. Davis gets the layup, and that's the way the game's going to end with Mountain Home getting the 25-point win. Well, you'd like to be able to see some of these players come in and get some of this time that you might not otherwise get.
Yeah, that's what you're going to use. You build this program through JV. We see the Addison Ferris's, Kiara Alcars. We see those seniors that are contributing now that have been through that program. That's how they get better. That's how they learn. And games like this is exactly what you do it. And I'll tell you, Coach Leonard holds them to the same standard in the last 4 minutes as he does the starters in the first 4 minutes.
So our final score, Mount Home defeats Thayer tonight, 74-49. We'll come back and start the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts. Ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass, and Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Hi, this is Tracy at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on December 6th at 8 a.m. Get in the Christmas